Well, first of all, Ian, what a huge event it is coming up, and what a lot of hype and talk there's been around it, especially surrounding the course at the moment. You've had a walk around it. Give us your take.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jonathan. I must admit, I've never seen a major venue quite like this. It is a links-style golf course. The turf that they'll be hitting off is very much akin to the sort of surface that you would play off if you were in the Open Championship on, you know, one of the UK's famous links golf courses. But everything is just so big. The dunes that are around the course are extraordinary. They're too big, they're too severe for the spectators to go on. It is actually going to be a very difficult course for the fans to walk round. But over and above that, it's going to be a very, very difficult golf course for the players. It's fast and it's firm. They're chucking loads of water on it just to keep the course manageable. But even so, a phenomenally difficult test. And added into that, you've got this very curious situation where the pars on some of the holes will be switched between the days. So the first could play as a par four, or it could play as a par five. The same for the 18th. Now, on the days that the first plays as a par five, the 18th will play as a par four, and they'll switch it around as the championship goes on. The overall par will remain 70. But also, just take into account a par three like the 9th, which on one day will play as an uphill hole, and on another day will play as a downhill hole. You know, these kind of variations within the compass of a single tournament are unprecedented. It really is extraordinary.
The uncertainties are what killing the players, isn't it? That's what the players at the moment I've heard talking about, the interviews that you guys yourselves have done out there. Lots of them saying we simply do not know what to expect until we walk out there on the first day.
That's right, Jonathan. You have Mike Davis, who's the executive director of the USGA, and he just loves to play with the players' heads. He feels that the US Open is the ultimate test of a golfer, not just their technique and their skill, but also their mental fortitude. And so he'll shorten holes, he will lengthen holes, he will decide whether one is uphill or downhill. And it's a case of the players will then have to adapt to that at very little notice. And as I say, this adds up to a unique test, the like of which we haven't seen before. It really is a spectacular setting. It's very, very brown. If you remember the Open at Muirfield a couple of years ago that was won by Phil Mickelson, very, very sort of similar tinge to the colour of the place. But it's on such a elevated territory, so many shifts in elevation as well, and these remarkable views over the Puget Sound, which is just this amazing expanse of water here on the Pacific Northwest. It is utterly spectacular, and it's going to be a case of the golfers just hanging in there, and the last one standing will be the US Open champion.
You mentioned that it's a course that could be quite easily at home in Ireland or maybe even in Scotland as well, and I know Graham McDowell has said he thinks it will suit the British and Irish players. Would you agree with him there?
To a degree, yes. But having said that, not that many of the British and Irish players are playing that fantastically at the moment. Of course, Rory McIlroy is the world number one. We've yet to see him conquer the likely conditions that we will have here of a very fast, firm links golf course. So I think were McIlroy to do well, whether he wins or not, but if he were to contend, then that would be a sign that he is adding to his already very, very impressive golfing repertoire. For me, Justin Rose is the best chance of home success. I think he has the mental strength to be able to cope with what this course will throw at the players. But I do think it's a little bit of stereotyping to take up Graham McDowell's point to say that it suits the British and the Irish. I think there are plenty of Americans who could thrive in these conditions. Phil Mickelson won his Open at Muirfield in very similar conditions. Ricky Fowler has a wonderful game for these kind of conditions as well. So I don't think it's fair to just sort of limit the prospects to the British and Irish contingent.
A couple of players of interest in our region. Lee Westwood, Worksops Lee Westwood. Firstly, what do you make to his chances?
Well, I was watching him on the range yesterday and he was striking the ball beautifully. I think that he's obviously had one or two issues in his private life recently with his split from his wife. So that might have an unsettling impact on him. He's had a win in Asia, but otherwise it's been a pretty quiet season for him. He is the kind of golfer who can thrive in US Open conditions. We don't have the narrow fairways that you normally have with the US Open, which plays into Westwood's hands, but he is someone who can do very, very well in these conditions. He did so at Muirfield, you'll remember, when Mickelson was the winner a couple of years ago. So if everything falls into place for him, and the fact that the greens are a little bit idiosyncratic and not the smoothest, I think that helps him as well, because he'll know that not everyone is holing out from 5 feet time and time again, and he has the experience to cope with that. But I just don't see anything in the form line this year so far that suggests he's about to win a US Open. But if you look at it in a more longer term way, you do know that he has the pedigree to contend if all of a sudden his form falls into place.
And Sheffield's Danny Willett as well, obviously not as high profile as Lee Westwood, but well known in our region.
Very much so, and someone who is getting increasingly well known on the world golfing stage, never mind the European one. And I think that this is somewhere where he could do very, very well. You have to be long, you have to be powerful, and he ticks those boxes. But also he's got plenty of confidence. He's been playing extremely well this year, and he had an excellent week at the Irish Open, despite on the Friday feeling that he'd completely blown his chances. Came back very well over the weekend, and Royal County Down, again, a very similar test to the one that the players are going to face this week. So I think Danny Willett is someone who has the confidence and the form to really contend, potentially a top 10 finish for Danny Willett. Wouldn't surprise me in the slightest, and who knows, he might just get into the mix as well.